I suppose that things are a little bit out of date, but any of us who have grown up in recent times remember, especially as childhood, the tales of the kings and King Arthur and all these wonderful people. Today, kings are merely a figurehead, a sign of a national loyalty, a reminder of history. But they serve a different purpose today. So when we exactly celebrate the Feast of Christ the King, we're celebrating kings of the olden days. Kings at that time were given ultimate sovereignty, ultimate authority over people. But they said, went, and did. The fate of a man in front of the king was to beg for life or the death, so great was their strength and power. And power, to be a king was to be powerful. The Jewish people asked Samuel, the last of the judges, to ask about faith and have a king, like all the other kings around them. They really wanted to be a king. And Samuel went off to God and he asked God, and God was a little disappointed in that because he thought that they didn't need a king as long as he was there. And so he said, petulantly, you can have your king. But remember this, and I'm warning you, that the purpose of kings is to raise young men. You have to take your young men away from you and bring them into battle and war and bring them back to bury them. And it's kings who will tax you so they build strong cities and strong walls and armaments. The things of war as well. But God must have known that he created them free, and he had to respect their choice. Because the choice was to have a king, he allowed them to have a king. So it was that Samuel, the last of the judges, and King Saul as the first king of Israel. Well, they had about 20 kings in their history, and it turned out just as God said. None of them were worth anything. Perhaps David was one. So they look upon David as the fabled king, the king author of their people, the one who is fair and just. And God had promised David that out of his line he would send a king, and the Messiah would be born from the line of David. But for the rest of them, they did just as God had warned them. They had spent their money and time and change on warfare. They ended up in Babylon as prisoners. Their feet taken from them, their young spirits all dead in a terrible war of destruction. And they both thought that they had lost everything. And the prophet Ezekiel, with the anger of God in his voice, spoke to God in the reading, the first reading. And instead of abandoning his people, he said to them, shepherding my people in such a world. when your lambs expected a shepherd. And he came. Shepherd, alone announced, one who was praying for them in the sanctuary. The shepherd was Jesus, and he said, I am the good shepherd, and I have come from the Father. And how did he come? How did he come to take possession of his kingdom? How did he become the ultimate authority with power over nations? Certainly not the way they expected. Or was born in a poor little village in Bethlehem. He was born in a stable made only for animals, shelter. He lived simply. Lived slowly. Lived richly. As he went among his people. And they hardly knew that the Messiah was with them, that the Messiah had finally arrived. They did not recognize him, because they were looking for a king with power and strength that would take vengeance on those who were taken out of Ephraim. They didn't expect a man who would take as his throne a cross and take as his golden crown. And for and to be meek and humble and to the very end. The very end give them the last drop of his own blood that they might find that they had finally come upon the true king. It seems like a great contradiction even to this day if you were to say that they must adopt Jesus as a king. We would say, well, maybe, but it's also good to have armies and soldiers and men willing once again to die in common for us, that we might be free and that we might be safe and that we might be, etc., etc. And yet, on the feast of Christ the King, we celebrate something that is even harder for us. Even more difficult for us to understand than seeing Jesus on the cross. Because we say, what is the power? Where is the protection? Where is the stability that our King will offer us so that the Israelites will fulfill ages and ages? And God will say to them, the only authority that I have created, the only worthwhile authority in the lands of the peoples and the nations that are mine, is the authority of love. The only way we can express love is by giving and not taking. It is by becoming as Jesus was, strong and firm, wonderful, in the sense that he was filled with the wonder of God himself. But at the same time, he knew that the lesson had to be learned by everyone. Before the realization of what kingship means, for there is no authority outside love, and there can be no love without authority. And so today, as we celebrate the Feast of Christ the King, we are called to work with this faith. This faith is the one who dies on the cross, rises from the dead, is with his people, and what then is expected of us. I would like to close this with a message from Mother Teresa, and it tells us what real authority is, and what we, as followers of Jesus, following the authority of love, but we ourselves should be conquered. We are forever to touch the kingdom of God. Because God is love, and unless we learn his love, we learn Jesus' love, we will never touch God. And here is what Mother Teresa says. Many today are starving for ordinary bread, but there is another kind of hunger. The hunger to be wanted, the hunger to be loved. The hunger to be recognized. Nakedness, too, is not just a want of clothes, but also about long. homelessness is not just the want of a house. There is the homelessness of being rejected, of being unwanted in a throwaway society. The biggest disease of the world today is the feeling of being unwanted and uncared for. And the greatest evil in the world is the lack of love. The terrible indifference towards one's neighbor. Lord, warm our whole hearts with your love and grace, so that we, your disciples, followers of you, may produce the fruits of love as you have taught us, and with this love,